Ah, the power of hope, it springs eternal, and Wall Street is right there to enjoy it. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Pending home sales are in a slump, even with record low interest rates. There's a shocking report out about employee turnover in the food industry you're not going to believe, or perhaps you will. The smallest U.S. car maker now is who? An e-cigarette CEO says, don't vape. Those stories and more, plus a quick marketing for business segment. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Reach out to us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me there as well at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, all it took was a little hope, and the markets surged this morning as China said they'd like to find some calm in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. Traders took that as a sign of relief, and the Dow bounced up by over 250 points at the open and kept climbing. When asked about its ongoing trade war with the United States, China's Commerce Ministry said that it was opposed to escalating trade tensions, hinting that Chinese officials will not retaliate against the latest rounds of U.S. tariffs. Later in the day, President Trump said the U.S. and China will, quote, have a talk, end quote, but offered no further details. Hope does spring eternal. Now it will be interesting to see what the next steps are, as the U.S. increased tariffs are set to go into effect on the 1st of September. Remember, there seems to be no guarantees here. Well, the Associated Press is reporting that pending home sales are in a slump, even though we're looking at near record low mortgage rates. Today, the National Association of Realtors said that its pending home sales index fell by 2.5% in July. Pending home sales have slipped 0.3% from a year ago, as uncertainty has mounted about the health of the economy. It would seem that with trade tensions and fears of a possible recession intensifying, a robust job market hasn't been enough to strengthen sales. And sales have also been hampered by the lack of available homes on the market. That lack of housing has contributed to home prices climbing faster than incomes, and that does then price out some would-be buyers. In the end, it seems that the long-standing shortage of sales listings and persistently high prices seem to have blunted the benefits of mortgage rates nearing all-time lows. So you ever wonder why? If you happen to frequent a fast or fast casual food restaurant, the staff there seems to always be in training? Well, one of the biggest expenses employers can't seem to control is employee turnover. Or perhaps they could, but the fact that so many workers quit and then employers have to search for new employees, well, that takes a major bite out of profits and creates a negative impact on the customer experience. Well, here is an unbelievable story out of CNBC this morning as the network takes a look at the food industry and specifically, in this case, Panera Bread. Now, the case of Panera Bread shows just how deep the employee turnover issue is for restaurant companies. Panera loses close to 100% of their workers every year, and by fast food industry standards, that is considered good. Panera Bread's CFO said today that in the restaurant industry, the turnover rate approaches 130%. That means employers are turning over more than their entire workforce every year. Now, the official Bureau of Labor Statistics turnover rate for the restaurant sector was nearly 82% for 2015 through 2017. But industry estimates are much higher, reaching 150%, and the problem has only gotten worse in recent years. So, how does the restaurant industry survive if turnover rate is this high? Well, experts say that over the years, restaurant employers and fast food companies have made the work people do nearly robotic. So if you lose a person, filling that job isn't that difficult because there are few skills necessary to do the work. But now even that model seems to be in jeopardy of collapsing. And all of this turnover costs real money. Back in 2013, the Cornell School of Industrial Relations did a study to determine the cost of restaurant turnover and pegged the cost of fast food turnover at $1,600 per employee. And that was done 5 years ago when turnover was much less expensive and it was lower. Well, today's cost, according to the National Restaurant Association, is $2,000 per employee. And that ends up to be a bunch of burgers. Lots of things contribute to the high turnover in the restaurant industry, like low pay, lack of a career path, and the belief that restaurant work is simply a temporary job that has contributed to the rising problem. I mean, who wants to make a career there, right? Well, the answer might be robotics. But that, for many, is still long into the future, and only those companies with deep pockets have the funds now to start that process. But experts say robotics may not be the answer in the end. That the real answer lies in hiring quality people, leadership from managers, higher pay, and a sense of respect for the job being done. You know, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, during the zenith of automobile manufacturing. Plants from the River Rouge to Wixom hummed with activity. And those plants were all surrounded by dozens of smaller companies who produced products needed by the automakers. It was high times in the Motor City. Well, all of that has changed, and today we learn from Bloomberg News that General Motors, is now the smallest car maker in Detroit. GM's 46,000 UAW workers trails Ford Motor Company by about 9,000 people and Fiat Chrysler by roughly 1,200. GM's fall to third place is a dubious distinction, and more changes could be in the works as GM is negotiating a new labor contract this year with UAW leaders who, by the way, have vowed a take-no-prisoners approach to bargaining after an embarrassing corruption scandal involved kickbacks and payoffs. Once the largest private sector employer in the United States, former GM President Charles Wilson famously said in the 1950s that, quote, what was good for our country was good for General Motors and vice versa, end quote. But in recent decades, GM has downsized its domestic factory network and increased production in markets including China and Mexico. Well, today on CBS This Morning, the CEO of Juul Labs, an e-cigarette manufacturer, said non-smokers should not vape. According to the transcript, CEO Kevin Burns said, quote, don't vape. Don't use Juul. Don't start using nicotine if you don't have a pre-existing relationship with nicotine. Don't use the product. You are not our target customer, end quote. Strong words from the manufacturer of an e-cigarette. Earlier this month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was looking into a cluster of pulmonary illnesses affecting mainly adolescents and young adults in at least 14 states that were linked to e-cigarette product use. According to Bloomberg News, Forever 21 is preparing to file for bankruptcy protection. The retailer has been exploring restructuring options to shore up its liquidity as it struggles with its business. Bloomberg reported that those efforts have stalled, and the company's focus has instead shifted to raising a so-called debtor-in-possession loan to fund a potential bankruptcy. The Newswire cautioned it's still possible it will be able to restructure its debt without filing for bankruptcy. Many Forever 21 stores are based in shopping malls that have experienced a significant lack of traffic. One of its biggest burdens, however, has been its massive real estate portfolio. Forever 21 has more than 815 stores globally, and that is a bunch of overhead. And finally, there is this about those cool office perks you may be enjoying in your trendy office. Over the past 10 years, we've seen an explosion in office perks from coffee bars to craft beer kegs on tap. Mostly, these have been found in tech companies or advertising agencies and co-working spaces, as the folks who run them seek to entice people to work and to stay. Well, now an article in Financial Times suggests these perks may be on the way out. The driver of all this change might well be pinned on an expected economic downturn, which in the end will test the staying power of these expensive fringe benefits, which some workers have come to expect. Interestingly enough, we just concluded an interview with Deborah Renner from Tarot International about engaged employees versus entitled employees and how to structure perks that creates one over the other. You'd probably rather have engaged employees rather than entitled? You'll be able to find that on our radio blog, and we will have it up on our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour. All right, I'm going to chat with you next a bit about Facebook. It's Facebook marketing. This is called marketing for business. What works, what may not work, and what you can expect from Facebook advertising today. It's called marketing for business, and from time to time, our company weighs in on marketing and advertising issues. Stay with us. That is coming up next.